Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. Just a quick apology if my voice sounds a little off today, getting over a head cold, but hopefully that doesn't dissuade you from staying with us because we have a great episode for you today. My guest is Marissa Mato with Northwest Art Alliance. Marissa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, if you could start us off, let our listeners know what your role is at Northwest Art Alliance and how you got started there.
All right. I am the event director for the organization, and I also oversee special programs that we have created. It's interesting. I started with the organization in the late 80s, but as an artist, I was exhibiting at their shows for many years as a ceramicist. And in 2016, I closed up my ceramic studio and got ready to sell our house in Snohomish to move to Whidbey Island. And during those 3 years of remodeling, selling the house, building a house on the island, I started working for the Shack Art Center in Everett as their festival manager, then took on the director's position at the Wedgwood Art Festival in Northeast Seattle before I was asked to come on as the event director at Northwest Art Alliance. And I have been in this role since 2019.
All right. So a long history with the Northwest Art Alliance and kind of on both sides with being an artist and in an executive position now. So with the Northwest Art Alliance, what can you tell us about its history and kind of a little bit about what it does?
Well, the Northwest Art Alliance was originally known as the Northwest Craft Alliance, and it was created by about 20 artists and their friends that started up a holiday art show. And the spring show was created after the success of the fall show. It was first launched in the Expo Building at the Seattle Center and was there for a few years. And then it moved into Hangar 27 in Magnuson Park, which is now the sports arena. And it was there for a number of years. But then the city leased that space to the sports arena, and the show had to move. And for the next few years, it was in a couple different locations, including the Seattle cruise terminals and down at the exhibition hall in Seattle Center again. But eventually, it moved back to Magnuson Park in Hangar 30 in 2014. And it's been there ever since. And in 2011, the organization became a 501c nonprofit with board members.
So a long history with Seattle and especially Magnuson Park, which is always great to hear. And with the Northwest Art Alliance, what sort of programs and resources do you offer to the general public?
All right. Well, before 2020, the Northwest Art Alliance hosted 2 to 3 art shows during the year, with the Best of Northwest shows at the center. During the pandemic, many organizations were in danger of closing, as were we. Before then, our only source of income were these events. But because we were forced to think outside the box, we created several virtual shows, which morphed into Artline Market, an online year-round platform for the public to find some of their favorite artists. We created a new website to host online exhibits like Cultural Connections, which highlights the diversity of PNW artists. Young Artist Showcase, where school-aged children can submit their art for exhibition. And Small Community Focus, bringing to the forefront creative pockets within the Pacific Northwest. We recently partnered with PCC Community Markets, where several of our artists can display and sell their work in several PCC stores. We have started an NWAA YouTube channel with videos we produced with grant money, capturing the artist's process, inspiration, and their technique. We are very excited about this program. Plans are in the works for more videos, too. All of this has moved us in a direction to be more diverse and better connect the artists with the community at large.
Well, certainly the pandemic was a huge challenge for nonprofit organizations, not just in Seattle, but all across the country. Despite that, it sounds like you were able to, as you said, think outside the box, come up with some really interesting and beneficial programs and resources for the general public. Turning to the artists' side of Northwest Art Alliance, what sort of programs and resources do you offer to artists?
Well, the Emerging Artist Program is our main program for artists. We have an instructional video on our YouTube channel about increasing your chances to jury into shows and are planning to add more that can help artists as they move forward. We are also in discussion about hosting seminars for artists. It's a little ways down the line, but that's one of the places we would like to focus on.
And the Emerging Artists Program, what is that program? Can you give us kind of more of an overview of how folks get involved in that program and what they do in the program?
Certainly. This is our longest running program. It's where artists can apply to become an Emerging Artist winner. And the winners are offered, 1 to 2 winners per year are offered a free booth at the Spring Best of the Northwest show and to work with one of our legacy artists as their mentor for 6 weeks before the show, helping them with everything from display to pricing to photograph. It's really helpful. We also offer advice to many of the other EAP applicants that weren't necessarily picked. This has been a really successful program to help artists move forward in their careers.
Well, it sounds like a really fascinating program. For folks who are interested in joining the program or learning more about it, where would they go to find that information?
That information can be found on our website at nwarcalliance.org under For Artists. There's an Emerging Artist Program tab there.
All right. So check out nwartalliance.org for more information about the Emerging Artist Program and all of the programs and resources for Northwest Art Alliance. Well, Marissa, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show is because of your event that you've talked about a little bit already, the Best of the Northwest Spring Show, which is coming to Magnuson Park Hangar 30 very soon. When will the event take place and where in Magnuson Park will it be?
All right. Well, this year's Spring Best of the Northwest Show is April 13th and 14th. And it's in Hangar 30 in Magnuson Park. And it runs Saturday 10 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5. And people can buy advanced discount tickets right now on our website. And tickets are good for both days with kids 12 and under free admission.
All right, so nwartalliance.org to find out more about the show and those tickets. What can folks expect to see at the Best of the Northwest Spring Show?
We have at least 116 talented artists in a variety of mediums. They range from painting to other 2D artwork like photographs and mixed media, up to 3D mediums like ceramics, sculptures, glass, and wearable art. You can find jewelry and so much more. It's really exciting. Several of them will be demonstrating on how they make their artwork at the booth.
All right, so you've got some artists who are demonstrating their artwork or how they make their art at their booths, and it sounds like there's a lot going on just with the number of vendors. Are there other sort of special activities or exhibits that are going on with the show?
Well, joining us again this year is the Seattle Weavers Guild, and they will have a large exhibition and weaving demonstration in the gallery of the venue. There will also be hosting a free all-ages art activity where you can bring out your inner child and make some cool artwork. We also have two booths with this year's Emergent Artists Program winners, and we have a cultural connections booth. And this is interesting. This is new for us. Two Native American married artists who work together on creating their painting will be there at the show exhibiting and selling their work. We will also have Martha Day Winery of Woodinville. They're coming in the afternoon where you can have a glass or a fine wine or buy a bottle and also talk to the winemaker about the art of wine.
So some really interesting special activities going on during the event. That wine tasting, learning the art of the winemaking, and the basket waving for me sounds really interesting as well. What about food at the event? You've mentioned the wine. Are there going to be food trucks as well at the event?
We always have very yummy food at the event. This year, we're going to have Tie You Up Thai food, Road Dog Gourmet Hot Dog, HP Smokehouse Barbecue, that's one of my favorites, Pudding Cake Dessert, and Dreamy Drinks that are selling coffee, teas, and specialty drinks.
So you've got the artists, the vendors, you have the special activities, food trucks, all sorts of stuff going on at the Best of the Northwest Spring Show, April 13th and 14th at Hangar 30. For the artists and vendors that you have coming to this show, where are they coming from? Are they Seattle-based, Washington State, U.S.? Where are the artists coming from?
Well, you know, that does vary from show to show. This show, most of them are coming from Washington State, with a lot that are in the Seattle and Western Washington area, but many do come from Oregon, mostly in the Portland area. We get some coming from Alaska and Idaho, and a few that actually travel as far as California, Utah, and Arizona.
So with the artists, then, what is the process for exhibiting or having a booth at the show? And for folks who might be interested in that opportunity for future years, what does that process look like and where can they go for more information?
Well, all our shows are juried, and that goes through a site called Zapplication for artists. And the best way for an artist or even a patron to find out about the Northwest Art Alliance shows is to sign up for our monthly newsletter, Spectrum. And this way, people will know when Call to Artists comes out, show information, and other NWAA news. And again, if you go to nwartalliance.org, you can find the subscribe button at the bottom of every page. And get on there and just take a look, and it'll let you know when it opens up and what the requirements are for the show.
All right. Well, if you are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. My guest today is Marissa Mato with Northwest Art Alliance, talking about the upcoming Best of the Northwest Spring Show, which you can check out on April 13th and 14th at Magnuson Park in Hangar 30. Marissa, for the event, the Best of the Northwest Spring Show, are there volunteer opportunities for the show, or if it's already too late for volunteering for the show specifically, what about volunteer opportunities for the Northwest Art Alliance?
Oh my, I'm so glad you asked that question. We can still use help at the spring show. And that, again, if you look into the Northwest Art Alliance website, there are on the event, there is a button for volunteering. Also, at the top of every page, there's a little line that sends you to our volunteer link where you can see the tasks and the time slot. You know, our volunteers are the backbone of our event, so without them, we couldn't have this great show. So we really appreciate them. And also, if people have a little extra time or are interested in helping us steer the ship, we always are looking for new board members. And you can find more about that at our website as well.
So you have the events and you have board positions as well. Are there other volunteer opportunities that fall outside of those two areas? And what do those look like?
We have used volunteers to help us coordinate our cultural connections exhibit. Also, if someone likes to write, we do take articles for our website and for our newsletter. So we are always looking for people that are interested in journalism. We can use help with technical support, like listing posts onto social media. There's a number of things that people can help with, whatever skills they have. If they go to the website, there's a place to contact us and let us know what you would like to contribute, and we can put you with the right person.
And are there any special skills that someone might need, since this is an arts-oriented organization? Is there any special skills or knowledge around the arts that somebody would need in order to volunteer with the Northwest Art Alliance?
Not at all. You just have to enjoy being around art and being around artists. You don't need special skills. You don't have to be an artist yourself. And if you come and help at the shows, we can train you with those tasks. So just your motivation and your time is all we're looking for.
Perfect. So again, check out nwartalliance.org for more information about volunteer opportunities with the Northwest Art Alliance. So you have the Best of the Northwest Spring Show coming to Magnuson Park. You've mentioned that it's been in several other areas around Seattle and even in Magnuson Park. What do you see as the benefits from having this event at Magnuson Park and at Hangar 30?
Well, obviously, the park is very beautiful, and it's relatively centrally located in Seattle, so it's easy for people to get to, even from the east side. It's a pretty easy jaunt to get to Magnuson Park. And the hangar space is great for this type of event, with the high ceilings, and it has good facilities. And the nice thing about Hangar 30 is it stays warm. Hangar 27 was pretty cold back in the day. It didn't hold heat very well. So this one's quite nice that way.
Well, I have to agree with you that Magnuson Park is a beautiful location, and Hangar 30 is a great spot for hosting any type of event. Always got some great events going on there.
Oh, I forgot to mention one of the best features about Magnuson Park. It's free parking.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is highly desirable in Seattle.
Yes. Yes. Free parking. And there's usually quite a bit of it. We've talked about the art shows, some of your programs. Are there any other upcoming events or programs with the Northwest Art Alliance that you'd like to highlight?
Well, we have a couple of events. One is the third annual Artist Attic Sale, and that's coming up on Saturday, September 14th at the Fairview Church on Northeast 78th in Seattle. And that is like a one-day artist garage sale where anybody with art-related materials can have a booth. It's a great way for artists to clear out their studios and for people to find deals on materials and supplies. And it's free to the public. So that's a fun one. It's very quick and a lot of fun. We're also working on a new winter wearable art show for next year, but I don't have a lot of details on that quite yet. So we've got to watch for that particular event. And let's not forget the biggest show of the season, the 36th annual Best of the Northwest Fall Show. And that runs November 8th through 10th. This is a three-day event, also at Hangar 30 at Magnuson Park. And this will have a lot of special features and new artists to look at, and wine, and lots of fun stuff to see, including all-ages art activities. So we hope you can make it to that as well.
All right. We will keep our eye out for that. Now, when you say wearable art, what would that include? I know you said you don't have too many details yet, but what would that look like for folks who might be going to check out some of this wearable art?
Well, definitely a variety of jewelry. Mm. That's always really popular, but would be clothing, leather goods, anything that you can put on your body would be considered wearable.
All right. Well, we will keep our eye out for that one. So you've mentioned the website, nwartalliance.org. You also have the newsletter, which folks can subscribe to through the website. How else might folks find out more information about the Northwest Art Alliance and the Best of the Northwest Spring Show, whether that's social media accounts, you have the YouTube channel you mentioned. How else can folks find out more?
Well, we do have a Facebook page, NW Art Alliance on Facebook, and Instagram is at Northwest Art Alliance. So those are our two main social media pages. You can see more about that. You can like the show and share, and that helps us out a lot too.
And then going back to ways that folks can contribute, you have a number of volunteer opportunities, but for folks who may not have the time or the ability to commit to volunteering, how else can they contribute to Northwest Art Alliance, whether that's monetary or in-kind material donations? What do those contributions look like?
Well, I'm really glad you asked this because we actually just launched a program called Patron of the Art Membership. And what that is anyone who would like to support the Northwest Art Alliance financially can contribute $100 for a year subscription. And what you would receive is 4 free passes for each show, so 8 free passes in total, and one of our cool artist tote bags. And these tote bags, and I sound like an NPR channel now, these tote bags are images that several artists have contributed for us to print onto tote bags and aprons and allows us for fundraising, which is really wonderful. We're also going to be launching a new corporate sponsorship program in the next couple of months. We're working very hard on that. So that's coming along. So you can watch for that on our website and newsletter if that's something that interests you. And I believe you can do corporate matches with the Patron of the Art membership. So please contact us and we can look more into that if that's something that you have availability at your work.
So a variety of ways that folks can contribute to the Northwest Art Alliance. Check out nwartalliance.org for more information. Marissa, as we're wrapping up here, is there any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners, whether that's about the Best of the Northwest Spring Show coming to Magnuson Park soon, or any of the work that Northwest Art Alliance does? Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I just want to say on a personal note, I have seen such a journey that this organization has gone through over my tenure here. And it's really grown and become more available and inclusive and reaching out towards communities and artists in general and trying to connect patrons to the artists. And I'm just very proud of them and what they have accomplished. And so thank you for allowing us to have this time to tell people about this organization.
Well, that is great to hear and really appreciate you sharing a personal touch on what you've seen with the Northwest Art Alliance. A lot of really great work going on at the organization. And I have one final question for you. Is there a song that you associate with the Northwest Art Alliance?
Well, this is the toughest question to ask me. And I actually had to go to our board members and take a poll. And they voted for Happy by Pharrell Williams because they felt they are all so happy to be part of this great organization. So I'm going with that.
All right. Well, that is a great song choice and really says a lot about the folks involved with the Northwest Art Alliance to pick such a fun, energetic song for one that they associate with the Northwest Art Alliance. Marissa, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciated learning more about the Northwest Art Alliance and the Best of the Northwest Spring Show, which again is coming to Magnuson Park, Hangar 30 on Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th. Marissa, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Benjamin. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Marissa Matto from Northwest Art Alliance, a nonprofit organization that seeks to develop a network of connections that foster the power of art and community. Their Best of the Northwest Spring Show will take place on Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, April 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. This two-day show offers handmade art in all mediums by over 100 talented artists. Check out nwartalliance.org to learn more about the organization and to get your tickets for the Best of the Northwest Spring Show in advance. Another event coming to Magnuson Park, the Earth Day Run, will take place on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Come run or walk one of the many race distances, and at the same time, you can feel good about supporting the environment. Make sure to stop by the Tree Hugger Station, where you can pot a tree to take home or pot one and leave to donate to be planted in Washington. There will also be a Magnuson Park gardener there to answer all questions you may have about native plants and trees. Check out magnusonseries.org for more information and to register in advance. A special thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit our new and improved website at space101fm.org. I'd also like to mention a new program on Space 101.1 called Electric Waves. This weekly show is a roundup of dance music from across the globe, so tune in on Wednesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight for Electric Waves. And don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park.